The question is, does God still heal today? Quick answer, yes, absolutely. The Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There are those that say the gifts of God died out with the apostles. My friend, that is absolutely unscriptural. God can touch you. He is still Lord. He is sovereign. And God is in control.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of John, chapter 5, and we see the story of a man that had been sick with an infirmity for 38 years, lying by the pool of Bethesda. But Jesus goes to Jerusalem, and he goes to this pool of Bethesda, and he sees this man, and Jesus asked him the question, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And the Bible says, immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And we see that this man, his life was changed by the power of God. He would never be the same. My friend, Jesus is in a life-changing business. He has changed my life. Maybe he's changed your life. And if you're listening to this, maybe the Lord is trying to speak to you and tell you that he wants to change your life as well. My friend, does Jesus heal? Absolutely. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can pray, we can believe, we can cry out to God, for he is the great physician. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord that healeth thee. But my friend, how does Jesus heal? Well, number one, I noticed that Jesus heals differently. He doesn't do everything the same way. With this man, he was healed instantly. Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, just like that. It was instantaneously. He immediately got up, picked up his bed, and he walked. After 38 years, he's walking. He was healed by the power of God. I noticed that blind Bartimaeus was healed instantly. The woman with an issue of blood that touched the hem of his garment was healed instantly. Jairus' daughter was raised to life instantly. The lame man was healed instantly. But also, I know secondly, that Jesus heals conditionally. In John chapter 9, we read about a man who was born blind. And after Jesus anointed his eyes with mud, he told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. So we understand that there were conditions to this healing. Well, what was his condition? Whether or not he would obey the words of Christ. If he didn't go, then he would not have been healed. His going was an outward expression of his faith. James says it like this, "Faith without works is dead." My friend, if we have faith in God, then we will obey the word of the Lord. Naaman had to dip 7 times in the Jordan River, or he would not have been healed of his leprosy. Thirdly, I know Jesus heals progressively. In Mark chapter 8, verse 22, Jesus came to Bethsaida, and the Bible says they brought a blind man to Jesus. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. Jesus spat on his eyes, put his hands on him, and Jesus asked him if he saw anything. The blind man said, "I see men like trees walking." Now, what would have happened if the blind man would have said, "Well, Jesus, I see great." My friend, he would not have been healed. But instead, he said this, "I see men as trees." He was honest, wasn't he? In other words, he was confessing his need for Christ. The Bible says Jesus put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and his sight was restored. He was healed by the power of God. It was a progressive healing, and I also know that Jesus was strengthening his faith. Why some are healed immediately and others are not, I don't know. But what I do know is that Jesus is the healer. God is sovereign, and he knows what's best for us. The question, my friend, is this: do you want to be made well? Jesus is in a life-changing business. He is the Lord that healeth thee. Would you trust in the name of Jesus right now?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.